Chopping it up. Cool conversations with even cooler people. Just about cool things. I'm excited about this because I've always been a person that has loved chopping it up with people about everything under the sun. Music, life, religion, politics, not much. I don't talk much about politics. Can't stand politics, actually. But, you know, science, math, philosophy, you name it. So I'm excited about this, and I've been doing this for a while, but to place it as a concept that you all can relate to, chopping it up, never put the G on chopping. Because there's a difference between chopping and chopping. And if you didn't see my Facebook posting, you can look it up. C-H-O-P-P-I-N, chopping. Urban Dictionary, it means to talk, to yap. Sometimes it means to talk some good shit. Sometimes it means, it always means talking good shit. Anyway, today we're chopping it up with Cinnamon Brown. And I'm excited. So I hope you enjoy. Drop a line. Okay, while I'm waiting on Cinnamon to come in, quick life thought. Value other people's opinion without allowing their opinions to devalue yours. There's a way to hold space for another person without that completely taking up your space or you feeling like it has to do that. Balance is the name of the game. Too many people have the idea that it's either your opinion is right, your thoughts are right, or mine. It's like, no, we can come to a happy medium. And many times it's just a matter of hearing what another person has to say and having empathy and being able to stand in their shoes and saying, you know what? I care enough. Golly, this dude. Some people should not be allowed to wear skinny jeans. And I'm not really one to talk because my biggest insecurity has always been having small calves. But still, like, no, I'm just kidding. Express yourself. Can't tell you what not to do, baby. Just know that to some people, you're going to look like you're walking on stilts or toothpicks. Anyway, when I was a kid, they used to do my cousins used to joke me and say that when I wore thermals, long johns, as we call it, when I had the white ones on, they used to say I looked like a loose Newport. Hey, yeah. They used to say I look like a loose Newport. And I had a high top fade at that time. It's like 95. I had to give it to them. I did. I had to laugh right along with them. It was like, yo, look like a loose Newport. Oh my God. Anyway.
You hear me, okay? Yes.
I sure can. How you doing?
I am fantastic. How about yourself?
I am wonderful. Thank
out
you.
Out and about already, huh?
Already. My cousin, when people says that, he's like, already what? Already.
Already. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's raining out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. As this guy, I guess I can say it, as an old wise man used to say, out here enjoying the liquid sunshine.
Absolutely. I love it. I say it's purification.
Right. 100%. 100%. How you doing today?
I can't complain. I got right?
You I mean, know. You could complain.
Ain't nobody gonna listen.
Now you know.
Ain't nobody gonna listen.
I tell everybody. Now here's the funny part, right? I've always had this silly side of me, right? I get it from my mama. Like, this is truly, I get it from my mama statement, right? So when people say that, every now and then I'll mess with someone and they'd be like, how you doing today? Or they'd be like, you know, I can't complain. I'd be like, well, I sure can. I'll tell you what. You know, let me tell you, it all started on April 28th, 1982. That was the day I was born. And ever since, like, it just been Like, because you never expect to really go in that direction. I'm like, I'm just saying. Now, you're right. I mean, not too many people would have the time to sit around and listen to that, you know? No. But, you know, at the same time, yeah, it's just one of those things. And especially now, it's like, you know, I'm just one of those kind of people where no matter how tough things get, I'm always like looking for the silver lining, you know?
Absolutely.
Always looking for that. And boy, have I had the time, or should I say, girl, have I had the time during this time to experience that?
it's real. It's something else. But you know what? If you can, it is. It's all in your perspective. It's all in your perspective. I always say there's your view, there's another view, and then there's God's view, the world, the universe view.
Yeah.
Try to see all.
Right. Whew. Did you have a pretty good weekend?
I did. Are we recording this? You ain't putting this part on. No.
Yes, we are. But you can say off. If you say, anytime you say off the record, then we're off the record.
Gotcha. Yeah, I had a really cool weekend. How about you?
Oh, man, it was great. So yesterday was the first, street serenade in 2 weeks.
That was like 110, right?
110.
Or in my words,
like yesterday, 110, bitches! Like, we're here? Oh, my God.
Yes, I saw it.
Right.
I was like, what? What are you talking about? Let me
hilarious.
Listen.
Exactly. Hilarious, right? Silly Billy. So it's funny because, you know, like 110, you know, I'm so grateful. And the thing is, yesterday was cool because it was the first street serenade in 2 weeks. The last one I did there was, and we were in Ellicott City at the B&O Railroad Station, you know, with my trio. So the last time I did that was 2 Sundays ago. And pretty much that Sunday, we kind of all looked at each other like, yeah, this would probably be the last one, you know? And it was all good. We were like, yeah, this is great. From here-
Because y'all put in some time. Y'all put in work and love. That was a lot.
Exactly. And it's just the beginning. Like we're all looking at each other like, yep, we know where it goes from here. We're about to jump into the studio. We're doing a number of things. And so with that, you know, everything's cool. We're like, yep, that's what it is. You know, we put in a lot of work. We had a lot of fun times. Get ready for the next season. So here it is yesterday. Mother Nature decides to give us a 60-degree day.
It was gorgeous.
It was absolutely gorgeous. So I was like, you know, I was actually looking at going out Saturday too, but because Saturday was like 59, but it had rained earlier in the day. Mm-hmm. So where we would have gone would have been Lake Montebello, because we're there every Saturday when it's warm. We're there every Saturday, 3 to 4:30. So we would have been there. And so last minute, I'm looking at the weather and I look outside, and because it rained earlier, it was a bit too cold, even though it was 59. So I was just like, nah, we're going to prepare for tomorrow. But I mean, like, it was amazing. I mean, for me, it was amazing because, you know, this time that we've been there in Ellicott City, it's just been nothing but memories. It's been nothing but legacy. It's been nothing but like impact. It's been nothing but goodness, like goodness inside and out. And the amazing part for me is that on May 29th of this year, when I pull up in that neighborhood, and the only reason why I'm in there, that neighborhood of, this is Taylor Village in Ellicott City, like the only reason why I'm actually there is because I get on Facebook Marketplace to look for a phone case for my iPhone, and I happen to find somebody that had one, and they lived in Taylor Village, and they were like, you know, Taylor Village, Ellicott City, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm very familiar with Ellicott City, but I'm like, never heard of Taylor Village.
Right.
So I'm driving, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with that area, but I'm taking Rolling Road to Frederick Avenue, taking Frederick Avenue straight out. Yeah, so I'm like, okay, cool. And then I get to the bridge. I get to, you know, historic Ellicott City, and I'm coming under the bridge, And as soon as I come under the bridge, I'm like, holy shit, this is amazing. I look on my left and there's this landing right there. Uh-huh. Beautiful train tracks, beautiful building, beautiful architecture.
I know exactly where it is.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The landing's right there. I look on my right. You got all of these beautiful buildings that immediately I get this warm, like, village feeling. And I'm like, damn, this looks like one of those places that you would see in a train set. Like, this is one of those Miracle on 34th Street type of places.
Right.
But I go up here and I see the tight-knit aspect of the community. Then it also dawns on me, like, oh, that's right. This is where the floods and stuff have been. Like, I'm familiar with Catonsville, familiar with Ellicott City, all these places. This just happened to be one place I had just not driven until now. So immediately I see this place on my left, and that's where the B&O Railroad Station is. And as I drive up this street, I'm like, I have got to find a place to pull out my piano right now and play. And I had already prepared in jumping back into my series as far as my outside concerts, because I had actually started that about 4 years ago. I had a concept. I had a concept called Spur of the Moment series. And what I would do is I would take my piano outside in different places in nature, and I would just set it up, set up shop. I would bring my video camera and everything, have my laptop, and I would just record these videos. Mm-hmm. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And it'd just be like these beautiful videos outside nature. The first one that I did was out at Liberty Reservoir, one of my favorite places. So it's me right there on the lake overlooking this huge reservoir, the birds, the ducks, and all these kind of things. And it was so pretty. People thought I had a green screen in front of me. Exactly. Wow. I'll show it to you. I'll show it to you.
Is it on YouTube? I'm gonna have to look at it.
It's on YouTube. Yeah. Okay, if you just type in Aaron Hill Spur of the Moment. Just type in Aaron Hill Spur of the Moment. Now you're gonna see a whole lot of Spur of the Moment videos come up, especially if you type in fruition along with that. Type in the word fruition.
Okay.
You're gonna see hundreds of videos come up, because I put out a lot of music when I was doing gospel music that was called Spur of the Moment. And then I started transitioning over to other music that was like more meditative. And I created this series called Spur of the Moment. Yeah. So you'll see, and you're going to see me out on the lake, and it's that. So people are like, yeah, you got a green screen. I'm like, nah, I don't have a green screen. That's a real lake. But I started that 4 years ago. And this year, the only year I didn't do was last year. This year, I was looking to bring it back. And this was pre-COVID. This was pre the world changing, like just pivoting around. Right. So I plan on bringing it back. And then all of a sudden, March hits. And I go from traveling every week out to JoJo's in D.C. on Thursdays to do a show there with my homie to nothing. Like, we're just boom. And I'm like, this is it right here. This is the perfect time to bring the Spur of the Moment series back. Everything is flipped inside out. The world has changed. Everything's topsy-turvy. I'm a responder. I'm a pivoter. Like, by nature, that's what I do. Like, that's my favorite thing to do as a creative entrepreneur, is to pivot, because of the fact that I grew up as a producer. And as a producer, you are always looking at, like, using different tools to construct things. So I like to do that when it comes to businesses, or I like to do that mm-hmm. when it comes to creative content ideas or production ideas in media, you know, in audio and video and photography.
Well, you are the true essence of a creator. So
thank you. Like,
that's what you do.
That's what I do. So with that, right, I'm looking, here's March. We're shut down. Things have changed. I'm like, boom, let's have some fun. Boom, this makes sense. I could take my whole series outside. It's a way that I can do this and still comply with everything. I could then do the one thing that works best with my personality, which is just hand-to-hand combat of meeting and loving on people one person at a time, and giving and being able to do that, because that's what music started out for me as. I just happened to be fortunate at 21 for it to actually, for me to have an opportunity to be full-time. But it was always a giving thing for me. So to take it back out to the streets, to give, to do something that I love, and then to also do it along with people that I also loved, and to respond to something and bring people some good vibes, it was a no-brainer. It was a no-brainer. So that's where my mind is in March. by, so I start putting the business plan together, start putting the pen to paper. By the next month, I'm like, okay, I'm going to switch. It's not going to be called Spur of the Moment. I'm going to go with my concept that I've been going with for the last couple of years when it comes to the deepest part of who I am as a, not only as a pianist, but as a person to bring about like an experience through conversation as well as music, the serenade. And I had already been doing my serenades every Friday night as indoor concerts, indoor live streams. And I have several albums. I'm up to now 12 albums of the serenade. So I take that concept. I say, you know what? Instead of just broadcasting on Friday nights, I'm going to take this whole concept to the streets. And I'm going to call it Sidewalk Serenades, where I just pull up on sidewalks. And that's what I'm going to do. Bring people good music. So I do a live stream video. I do a Facebook live video. Tell the world, like, here we are.
Right.
It's time to pivot. It's time to move and shake. It's time to have fun. Sidewalk Serenades. I'm about to appear in front of your door. You might look. I might be on your corner. I might be in your park.
I heard you driveway. Say that. Yes.
Right? Sidewalk Serenades. I put it out there. No less than, it wasn't even 24 hours later. I get an inbox from my good friend, Josh Kahn over at Creative Alliance. He like, hey man, I think it's absolutely amazing what I just saw you launch. Did you know though that we've been using that name for 120 shows? And look, he was like,
Are you serious?
Right. It was so funny. The serendipity was so funny. So, but in that though, he was like, but hey, he said, actually, we don't care. Actually, we'd love for you to use the name. We just want to ask you, would you consider working with us as well? Because we would love to have you work with us. Because basically, I'm one of the only pianists that sat down and figured out a way to take the piano to the streets. Because if you're out in the middle of nowhere, you don't have electricity.
Right.
It's not like you're a guitar player, like an acoustic guitar player. It's not like you're a saxophone player. It's not like you're a singer. You need electricity.
Right. You took a generator, right?
No generator. I sat down and I did my research until I could find a totally self-powered system where my amplifiers, where my speakers, and my keyboard were all self-powered. And that way I could do something that always made me jealous. I always used to have fun saying to my friends, like, man, I'm super jealous of y'all, because as a saxophone player, like, you could literally just go out to the beach right now and just make music. And I got to drag, you know, extension cords and shit.
Right.
So I sat down, I figured that out. And then I put that out there for other musicians as well, for them to get the information and follow on board, or whatever. And then I took it to the streets. And so when I talked to him, and this is Josh, he was like, man, we would love for you to work with us. And the biggest reason why they had no piano players, because nobody else started this. So I was like, cool. And I was like, I'll get back to you by the end of the day to let you know, like, if I decide to go with the name. But I was already feeling like, yeah, no, I don't want to do that. I'll just switch the name or what have you, come up with something different. So I'm on the phone with a friend of mine and Street Serenades comes out. And I'm like, oh, that makes so much sense. Because now it makes so much sense, because it's more so that I'm taking my music to the streets. And that means I could wind up anywhere. I've been on people's driveway. I've been on people's doorstep. I've been out in the middle of parks. I've been at rivers. I've been everywhere. We out here in these streets. I should have called it Street Serenades.
Right. That's different. You spelled it different.
So I figured that out between March and April. May 29th is this event. I'm out at that happens where I'm out of Ellicott City. I'm getting my phone case. As soon as I pull up on Main Street, I look over and I see myself on the corner.
You see my face, right?
Look, not only do I see your face, but I just
yeah,
I just captured your face.
You captured my face.
Let me tell you something. I said it to you in a few seconds. Let me tell you something. I looked over and I saw myself on the corner facing out, because everything came together all at one time. And it was
manifestation.
100%. And let me tell you
just catching up.
That's it. That was the tree. Let me tell you the branches, right? The manifestation was the tree. Here was the branches. The branches is first thing first. I'm a creative person. I'm a producer by nature. It started off as music as far as putting the elements of sounds together. But now I just see things as putting like the elements of life together. It just, I see that way, almost like some Matrix shit, right? That was the first thing. The second thing was that my business mindset immediately saw visibility. It saw eyes and attention and a place where if you're going to put a billboard, like if you're going to put something that's for people to be able to digest and take in something that's good for them, then you look for places where there are pauses in vision and where there are pauses in motion. Ooh, and what happened is
pauses in vision and pauses in motion. I'm gonna say Aaron Hill said pauses. I'm writing this down. In vision. Because you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Thank you. Pauses in vision, pauses in motion. What I saw is that on this corner, what happens is people have to come to a natural stop because there's a natural indicator at this corner that everybody agrees to. Cool. But when you look at the length of this particular street, it means that in one, two, and three directions, there's the pause that happens. You have at least, like at a minimum, at least 20 people that are there and are present. And as a maximum, like on a jam, which always happens because this is a bottleneck. And I never saw this place before, but it all snapped at one time. You would at least have about 50, I mean, at this most 50, a medium of at least about 30 to 35 people that's paused for an average of a minute to 3 minutes. So I'm looking at that. I'm looking at the shape of this street. It's a wind tunnel. So this is a place where it's all that, it's all this goodness just waiting to happen. I see myself, I keep driving up the street. So anyway, so I see that, I see the numbers, I see the visibility. I also see the architecture. I'm looking at, as an engineer, I'm looking at the buildings across the street and I'm thinking about the acoustics of this place. And we're outside, but I'm thinking about the acoustics because the buildings and the way that this is built, you have a natural amplifier. So everything just literally bounced around. There's been people that have said that they have heard the band at the top of the street. Like where it's not only not visible, but like if you're on any other street, you're not gonna hear that. They would say like they heard it, like they were right up on it. And then in the opposite direction with the train, there are people that were like, we were coming by the train and we heard your music. So I'm thinking about all these things. I'm also thinking about the diversity here. I'm thinking about the diversity. I'm thinking about the businesses. I'm thinking about the fact that I can see this as a place where these are friendly people. So I drive up the street. I get to the corner. I come out and I start walking down and just start making acquaintances with the businesses and with the people. Just start enacting my personality.
Right, because
that's my number one trait. I connect with the people. Eventually, I get in front of this sushi place where I say, hey, I'm a piano artist and I'm just in the neighborhood. I would love to bring out my piano and to play in front of your place. I play, you know, soft music, inviting for the people. They were like, sure. When they heard me play, they were like, oh my gosh, you know, because for them, it was just like, what? Who is this?
Right, right.
That immediately led to the entire community lighting up, everybody coming down, people walking past. I don't even have a bucket. People giving me money. I'm not even asking for money. I just did this for this reason. And that leads to now the entire neighborhood endorsing me and me doing 110 of these serenades all around the city, but being here consistently since May 29th of this year.
Well, you know, I believe your gifts make room for you.
100%.
Always make room for you. 100%. It has its own destiny. That's the purpose, you know? We just have to pick up on the human side of it. Our brains had to catch up with the manifestation that our spirit already put out there. Just catching up, brother. It's already done.
It's always that. It's always that. Oh my goodness.
That's cool.
So this is my weekend. My weekend ends with that, with me, with my trio yesterday, making another moment for the 109th time at that time. And then 110 right after that with me on a solo piano journey. now to where there are people that are coming out there that are like my entire week is based on this moment.
Wow.
You've changed my life. During a time where the thing I was wondering was not only what were we going to do during this time, but who's going to take the reins and like, where's the music? And like, and I walk up the street into your experience and go, what the fuck? This is amazing. Who are these people? Mm-hmm. And have now been there ever since. People who at this point, and this is why I never have a question about trusting the process. I had David Marshall, in fact, who you actually see very soon. He's the writer, the author of the article that they wrote about me and Street Serenades for the Baltimore Times. He writes this article, but as he's interviewing me, he said, man, I have to ask you one question. You make this look so easy. He's like, I'm talking to other people that are just like, and I'm like, yeah, so how are you doing during these times? And they're like, oh my God.
Right.
Like it's a barren desert land. There's no opportunity. There's no food. There's no work. There's nothing.
But you know what, like, Aaron? You know the reality of it is, and I say it all the time when I'm doing my workshops and stuff, there are three types of people that emerge from this COVID. Those who make things happen, which are you, the creators, and it could be anyone in any field, any industry. It's just the people that say, you know what, I'm going to seize the opportunity, and they just flow with it. They flow, right? Then you have those who watch what happens. So they're going to sit back and chill for a minute. They're going to test the waters, be a little bit reserved, but then they're going to dive in it a little bit. And then you got those who wonder what happened. They are so caught up in the past, wanting things to return back to what they used to have.
Right.
They miss the opportunity of what's right in front of them, you know? 100%. But that's just the choice that they made. Good, bad, or indifferent. It's their decision. You just make things happen, brother.
Thank you. And I could not agree with you more. There's people that make things happen, and there's people that just watch things happen to them. And sometimes you have things that happen to you that are amazing. And sometimes you have things happen to you that don't feel so good. That's just the world that we live in. That's the dichotomy. That's what it is. The thing is, if you're more intentional about making things happen, then you get that double scoop. You get the things that just happen to you that are good. And then some of those other things that are not so good, you can avoid because you've taken control of your life. You know, you've grabbed the horns, you know. And so that's my thing. I'm so with you. I have to say this, though. It's like I have so much empathy because when I think about things, you know, I think about choice, right, in a really interesting way. And I say this, we say this like as a cliche, but I'm saying it like very literal, very intentional.
No, right.
Things are not always simply a matter of choice. And I say that because most of what we talk about and most of what we deal with has to do with the breeding grounds, like the circumstances, the soil that the product that you're looking at was processed in. Like the product you're looking at right now, the soil that this was processed in was a mother who is a 30-year school teacher who is naturally a kind and warm and loving and nourishing and cherishing person, even though she grew up with a father who didn't even know how to say, I love you, or connect in a physical way, like a hug or anything like that. But because of what grandma did, the time that she even spent with grandma, and then mom unfortunately passed young. So mom was good, but mom wasn't around long enough to get this. But this spark in her, for her then to have an idea of wanting to go into children's education, and then for her to be one of the first, especially during her time, to go straight from high school and be, they were awarding scholarships because they needed teachers. So for her to go straight from there, straight to Morgan, and have a good head on her shoulders and be right in the classroom, and have a good like foundation at a young age, but still not have a child until she was 31, just with just so happened with how things panned out, but it gave her that foundation. From there, I mean, you're talking about me at two, you know, reading on a third, fourth grade reading level. You know, I'm the kid around the house with the labels on everything. I'm the kid with the encyclopedias there and the mother who every time I have a question, she's like, go look it up. And I just learned to go, you know, in that way. I'm the kid who she took to the arena players and took to the zoo and to the museum and to all these different places because she just cared about me having exposure and being round the board.
Absolutely.
You know? So, like, you know,
she gave you everything you needed.
Right.
To create.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And to be creative and then to not be insecure, you know, so that I can sit in front of different choices, but still have a lot in different areas to make an informed choice. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's why, you know, I say that because, I mean, I even think about my surroundings right now. You know, I'm in West Baltimore in the Edmondson area. And, you know, I lived, you know, different time periods of my life in this area. But I'm not foundationally from this area. And then when it comes to my upbringing, I was raised with my mother. So even though we were in East Baltimore, and we were surrounded by poverty and that kind of thing, I wasn't surrounded by poverty. My world was very much abundant.
It's a mindset too.
Yes.
See, she let you look at where you were, but look beyond it and incorporate it in. And exactly. That's one of the things I've been working so hard on, you know, how do you live in the moment without judgment, but let it flow.
Mindfulness 101.
Yes. Yes, just let it flow. Now, you know, we say mindfulness 101, but let me tell you something. It takes folks a long time
to grasp
that concept. Absolutely. It's a lifetime of working on
that. That's what I was just going to say. Because you know why? It's never, there's not a destination. The destination is the journey. Let me tell you something.
Always.
So I grew up Christian, right?
Absolutely.
When it got to that point where it no longer made sense to my brain, like from its core, it was a million fundamental reasons, but like one of the most fundamental reasons was, I was like, wait a minute. The best, like, okay, I know we're talking about this figure and he's just all this and we're just nothing and he's just everything. He's just so breaking, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, wait a minute. Like, to be absolutely honest, what we're dealing with and with the most that we understand and can actually attest to is growth, not fucking perfection. Fuck perfection. Growth.
Growth is everything.
Growth. Growth. And that's the thing. It was like, when I looked at that, I was like, oh, I see. Okay. Constructs. What it is like, I'm a person who from age eight, again, because of this education, like I have an affinity for math. So like math is a world where you can have things that are facts, but they might not necessarily be something that's like true, like in a way where you could demonstrate it or touch it, or like, it might not be that. Like, you can have things that are mathematical facts that you can't demonstrate in reality. Like, it's just a different kind of thing. So I was like, oh, this is what it is. When you combine that with the imagination, we have the ability to create constructs that we look up to or that we hold up that are unfucking attainable. But because we can conjure them up like a possibility of that thing mathematically, we think like that is real, or that's what we shoot for. When really there are things that are like that, that are, again, they can be mathematically true, but they don't, that's not what reality is. And then there's reality. Reality is growth. Reality is the journey. Reality is a figure who's not I'm just all perfect. No, reality is a figure that's like, nah, I'm just, if anything, I'm just a bit ahead of you on a journey. Like I've just learned some of these things to whatever. I've already bumped my knees so I can talk about, like, you know, growth. growth. So yeah, I think about that. You know, I think about growth. I think about the process. I think about progress versus progress over perfection. That's actually one of my shirts that I'm actually having made up. Progress over perfection, all day.
Absolutely. I do a lot of professional development trainings, especially when working with children and educators. And mm-hmm. you're only as successful as how open and willing you are to fail and to keep yep. going forward and to
right.
keep yes. the process moving.
Yes.
And it's the fear of perfection, because I know I struggle with it personally at times, where it has to be dot that I, you know, cross that T, make it look perfect. Why? Because I don't want the ego to be bruised if someone finds imperfection. But why? Good question.
And what is perfection? What is it actually?
In the eyes of the beholder, whoever it is looking at it.
And look, here's the interesting thing about that, because you're so right. And that's why I can use the word perfection like in a very loosey-goosey kind of way. But when it really comes down to it, I'm like, yeah, perfection is fucking us the fuck up, because the only thing you have is progress. That's what, what is evolution? Is progress. It's literally just a thing continuing to unfold and unfold. The destination is the journey. That's it. So with
the journey
that,
is everything.
It's everything. It is like not even like it is literally everything. That's all you have. Which is now when I started digesting that on another level, it's what started taking my mind out of the places that I was so grateful for that were a part of my upbringing and that kind of thing. And they gave me certain things, but I was like, oh yeah. The only thing that's the main problem with these constructs, there's a couple main problems that I feel that is like an interesting little conundrum that I think is not seen in almost every spiritual or religious path on the planet. And that's like two things. Number one, in this particular construct that I'm talking about, dealing with like fundamentalism, it was a misunderstanding that this was the end and not the means. Like that you couldn't graduate church or you couldn't graduate like this level of thinking. It was almost like if you graduated or somehow was like, yeah, that I don't need the scared straight program in order to mm-hmm. treat someone like they're another human being deserving of respect. Like, I don't need to be told my ass is going to burn forever just to be like, yeah, so now you won't steal, right? Like, I wasn't going to, like, I don't, that's not what I would do anyway, right? That's not
right,
where I am.
Right.
But me realizing, oh, you think that this is a one size fits all, or like, and not you, like I'm pointing at, but like, this is how it's processed. This is how it's understood. Like on a particular level. That was one thing. The second thing was like, oh, every single, like these, like all these principles are meant to be good. And so people see like the good in them, but we don't think that any of these principles or any of these things actually have cons either. And it's almost like, it's wild, because it's like, everything has pros and cons, and every thought system at some points, there's something in it that's obsolete, or there's something in it where it's like, we thought that then, but now we've realized this. But if you don't think that that's the case, and you don't think that just because the principles are like true, like, how can I put it? That they're true, but you don't realize that they might not be always true in all situations, or that it might not always apply, or at some point we might realize like, oh, that wasn't the best idea.
Right, right.
Then you actually, no matter where you are in jeopardy of actually completely stopping as far as your openness or your learning or your growth, mm-hmm. because you believe you've arrived at an end, as opposed to realizing it's just a constant unfolding. It's always a constant new understanding of things. It always continues to unfold.
Absolutely. You know, it's important not to look at the goal, but to look at the intention. And the intentions are always process driven.
Love it. I love it. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, when it comes to intention, intention is literally my favorite word. I literally, like, one of my shortest, like, quotes is just intention is everything. Like, it's literally everything. That's Cinnamon, it is so nice to meet you.
I know, likewise.
Like, you know, you have the greatest name ever. Do you know that?
You know, yes, I do. I can say that now, right? I can say that now because, look, when I was younger, man, I got it good, right? Cinnamon Brown. Even as an adult, people say, right. Okay, so what do you do for a living, Cinnamon? I said, well, my stage name is Becky.
Let me tell you something.
No.
Let me tell you something. In the near future, one of your phrases of the many as you tell people what you do for a living is going to be like, I'm Cinnamon Brown, bitch.
I ain't going to say that now. I ain't going to say all that. I just say I'm Cinnamon Brown.
You might make it plural. Listen, let me explain something to you. I'm so serious. You have the best name ever, and you have the best look to go along with the best name and the best personality to go along with it.
Thank you. I think it was all put together. It was all designed. I had to grow into it.
I love it.
Thank you.
That's again, and then what that's literally what we're saying.
I had to grow.
You know
into
what I mean?
It. Yeah. Like, it's,
you know, I have a I did a podcast one time that was called Have You Ever Met Yourself All Over Again for the First Time?
Ooh, okay.
It's a cycle. All you're doing is just continue. You've always been Cinnamon Brown, and you just continue to learn, and not just learn. That's the beautiful part. You continue to. What I really feel mostly in my philosophy about life, you continue to define who that is, and then you learn the lessons based on what you decide you want to teach yourself.
Oh, let me tell you, when people ask, well, who is Cinnamon? Before I go into a spiel, I say, listen, there's three things you need to know. First is, I am light.
Yeah, hell
second
yeah.
Thing, I'm a lover of life. Third thing, I'm a servant of people. And the fourth thing, I'm a plant whisperer. It's like a plant whisperer, yes.
Oh my gosh.
I'm a tree hugger, loving everything in the world, loving experiencing life, good, bad, and different. It's mine to explore. And, you know, when I'm in it, I'm in it. And that's the beautiful thing. Not trying to be in it to get out of it, to get somewhere else. Let me take it where it is right now. Let me experience it. It's not who I am. It's what I'm doing. Is what I'm doing. And so that's how when I realized I'm light. I'm illuminate the world, you know, and show the essence of God and the universe and his goodness to everyone, because that's who I am. That's who I was created by, created for, yeah. Created to serve. That's what I'm going to do. Shine. That's it.
Shine.
I've been saying that. Yes. And didn't know. And this is funny. So I'm like 48 right now, right? I've been saying that since I was a teenager, but had no idea what it looked like. And now I'm evolving. Like you said, reintroducing yourself to yourself. I'm realizing like 2020 came in. I used to have these long, what do you call them? I'm doing my little, goals and my vision boards and so forth. I did one thing. I said, I am going to walk with light, walk in light, practice light, and be light. That's all I am. This and when this
you better light this.
Shine on me. I'm gonna shine. What you talking about? I'm gonna shine in the darkest places, and the darkest places sometimes can be in our own mind. Because we are worst critics.
I was just going to say, I would vouch to say that's the only place it is.
Mm-hmm. Not thinking that you're perfect in your imperfections. And I am. So, yeah, for me to say I like my name, I love my name. I make jokes about it, but I love my name. I love who I am.
Yeah, and I can see that. That's even why I'm saying what I'm saying. You know, I mean, this is our first time ever meeting. And it's like, in this way, and I'm like, oh, I get it. Oh, this is Cinnamon Brown. Like you're a whole vibe. You're a whole vibe. And it's so good. It's so positive.
You know what? Likewise, because I told you when I saw you guys online, I'm like, who is this crossing my screen?
Right.
Like, hold on. Then I saw you again. I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna follow because I don't know why they keep popping up for some reason. But okay, you know how Facebook and Instagram start showing you, you know, you might like, interest. You might and I'm like, interest, okay.
Right within your interests. Yeah. Where are you from, actually? Like, where are you from?
Right here in Baltimore, Maryland.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious. I only moved out one time and came back.
Yeah. What state? Where'd you go?
Ohio.
Ohio. You know,
came right back after a year. But this was like in my younger years. Yeah. So. But I think within the next couple of years, I would like to experience a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
More of the world.
Here's the beautiful thing. If I have anything to do with it, you're going to experience that first straight just abroad, right from where you're sitting.
Oh, you're going to be traveling. Yes, sir.
I'm going to be traveling. I'm talking about your expression is going to be traveling around the world. Right from wherever you, right from you sitting, right where you are.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Then from there, then you going everywhere you want to go.
I am. And you know why? Because I always say this. This is my motto. This is what I say. This is what I breathe.
Yeah.
We only have one body, one lifetime, at least in this lifetime, and one time to get it right. What you going to do with what you got right now? And that's with the pandemic and being quarantine, that's when I said, oh, it's time to do what it do, baby. If it ain't never been done before, it's about to get done now. You know what I mean? Like, I can't sit. It gotta manifest. Like, I'm envisioning stuff so large. It used to scare me when I was younger, but right now I'm just seeing it. Like, you saw yourself across the street playing. I've seen myself and I know where I'm going and I put it out there and some people not ready for that.
Doesn't matter.
I'm going to do what I'm called to do.
Let me explain something to you, Cinnamon. Let me explain something to you. As time goes on, more and more, again, if I have something to do with it, those words are going to come out of your mouth less and less as far as some people might not be ready for it. It doesn't matter.
You know what you write.
Because let me tell you something. One of the reasons why I have so much fun like having these kind of conversations is because I grew up in the music industry and I grew up in like the 90s music industry around A&R reps and execs and these kind of things, right?
Ooh.
So I grew up around people that look for and that see and that know talent when they see it or know they can see from across the room, like a person and their personality and everything and see like, oh, snap, right? You can see that special light.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So I know what I'm looking at right now and I know what I'm listening to and I know what I'm experiencing. Okay, so here's the deal, right? The most important thing in the world is you being yourself. This is what you know. This is what's in your heart. This is the journey that you've been on and you continue to be on as you continue to define what it is for you, right?
Absolutely.
The key to everything that you desire is right within which, like, you are it.
I have the answer.
You are the answer.
You're right. You're right. Let me clarify it. Okay. Yes.
You are
I am the answer. You're right.
This is the new mantra. This is the new mantra. I am the answer.
I am the answer. You're right.
I am the answer. And here's the thing. Here's the beautiful thing. One of the most significant quotes that I could have ever heard is that, and I'm going to add even to it. It says the smartest person, but I'm going to say like the most wise. In fact, I'm going to use that because that has nothing to do with, you know, your like purely just your intelligence and your left brain. This is just on some bright brain, like, you know, the wisdom to know, like,
intelligence, all of that.
There you go.
I use all of it.
There you go. We're going to talk about Clubhouse in a few minutes. The thing I was saying about the other day, one of my upcoming weekly programming is going to be a show that's literally just emotional intelligence. And it might even be emotional intelligence for men, so I can peer down, but it's going to be emotional intelligence. 100% is the wisdom to know that what they say, like, you know, just because, what do they say? Just because a tomato is a, well, I won't say that because I put tomatoes in everything. But is the wisdom to know that just because, you know, a light is green, if you see somebody flying in the other direction, it doesn't mean you ain't gonna go just because it's green, right?
Right.
So, you know, I think about that. And when it comes to me, like, I see that in people. I know what that is to embody that. I know what that is to be that. And you are the answer. It's literally, it is you. It is you being you. And you knowing that the journey is the destination. Your process is more potent than your final product.
I love it. I love every day.
Right.
Every second learning something new. Those aha moments, you know, like those awe moments. Oh, I live for awe moments. You know, those moments you can't even put a word to it. It's like a bling bling, like, yes, that drives everything. The awe
moment. Really, really does. It really does.
Well, I must tell you, I was inspired hearing your story. I didn't know that that's how the street serenades came up. But I do know when I saw you out on the streets online, I said, oh, he making it happen. He's a doer. He's a doer. He's not going to wait and find out what the end result is. We just going to work it out and work it through. And I did. I started following and watching. And that's when I met Alma. I was like, oh, okay. There's right. more. There's more right. because you're right. Light, you know, you sharpen iron, sharpens iron, or whatever people say, you know, but the reality is it's the vibration, the frequency. And trying to tap into frequencies that are similar to your vibe so that you can elevate it even more. But when you hear the frequency of, oh, everything's okay, and you're trying to pull, it's like my energy is going down. My frequency is slowing down because I'm trying to pull and we're trying to pull others. And it's like, okay, let's find more higher frequencies. Let's go to the next level.
Yeah.
let's amp it up. Amp it up. Let's go.
Yes.
And that's what I saw in you guys. And so that's when I reached out and I said, oh, no. I didn't even know. I was just sitting there and I said, you know what?
Right. Right.
Whatever. If they don't, oh, well, but I'm gonna put it out there. So
my first shirt, right? I'm getting ready to come out with a whole line of shirts that have my own quotes and sayings on it, right? And things that are meaningful to me, right?
Got
one of my first shirts, probably my first shirt, because this is probably, I think, for the rest of my life, my most important quote. Serendipity plus intention equals life.
I like that. Okay.
Thank you. Everything. Serendipity. It's literally everything. It's the combination of the serendipity and the intentions that we set that equals everything that we, is literally everything. It's our entire experience. The serendipity, things that happen that aren't initially part of our intention, but they are part of just this being an organism. It's always moving, it's fluctuating, it's always a process, it's always this, it's that. So because of that, it's things are affecting other things, cause and effect. Things are coming in and out, popping in and out of existence, quantum physics, you know, things are happening and just, I'm driving, my wheels are hitting the ground, that's having an effect, butterfly effect, all these things, right? That whole mixture is a mixture of other serendipities and intentions. Some of those things are being acted because of intentions being set by the beings in it, the sentient beings in it that's making it happen. And then how that, you know, if I decided to throw something, I have an intention, it might hit something that I intended to hit, but then it's also gonna fall, hit something else. Those are the serendipities, those other ones that wasn't the initial thing, but it's just a part of the thing happening, me setting an intention and doing something. So, you know, that whole as above, so below, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. The whole is in every part. It's like that kind of thing. It's the world within the world within the world within the world. Serendipity plus intention equals life. Everything that you said about who you are, what you're into, what your interests are, how that got you there, the things as far as how you were raised, the things that were set in motion for you by parents or lack thereof, the things that you then grabbed hold of and then set intention and all of that, mm-hmm, bringing you to that place of seeing a video, bringing to be in that place to see a video and for it to mean something to you. I'm gonna tell you another like interesting analogy that I think about this as, I call it the library book, right? So mm-hmm, when you go into the library, there's a million books. If the only thing that's on my mind is, you know, something like, I don't know, aerospace, then I'm gonna look for that. When I get to an aerospace book, right next to it might be a book that's about intention. But I might not even see that book because that's not what I'm looking for. I might come back and say, hey, do you have any books on intention? And it's right there. And I'm like, where was that the whole time?
Always there, waiting for you to acknowledge it.
When the student is ready.
Just waiting.
Serendipity plus intention equals life. And this is why it's like, yeah, it's one of those things where it helps me to like really just process not only like life in a macro, but what you start out talking about, which is honestly the most important thing for me in life right now. And that is being in the moment. It is literally, like you said earlier, it's all that we have. I love what you said, that you always say, and you were in the one life. I love that.
That's my quote. I've been saying that forever.
As a humanist, as a secular human, that feels so like, that's so grounding because it's so practical. It's everything. That is the way you put that is like, I so concur. That's how I think. That's how I speak. That resonated with me so much.
Like when I say it and I tell people, I've been saying that for years. I say, look, you're going to make me get a quote.
You got him. But what I'm going to now do is give you permission to allow these to not only come out, but you're going to follow my lead.
But listen, let me tell you something. It's funny because people always say, Cinnamon, is that one of the quotes you use in your trainings and your public speakings? Yes. How do you know? It sounds like it. But it's not that I'm just saying it to say it, but really I live that. Every choice, every decision that I make, it's based off of the here and now and what am I going to do. And when I don't make a decision, and I tell people, you're still making a decision.
You're still making a decision. That's it. That's it.
Okay. You made a decision still.
I just put up.
Like, but I didn't. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
You decided not to do it.
Because, yep, and everything has cause and effect. There's nothing that you can do or not do that doesn't have an effect on something else. I literally just put up the quote, silence, sometimes silence is the loudest voice you can have. Like it's in not doing, you're still doing something very, very strongly, very mm-hmm. deeply. This is, let me tell you something. This all makes sense to me. It all makes sense. So we were talking the other day and I told you about Clubhouse and you were like, so you saying to me, young one, I had to get an iPhone?
I So did, this, wait. But I did go on and look for it. I did.
Right. Listen, let me tell you something. One of my first goals is to get you on Clubhouse yesterday. Let me tell you why.
Yesterday. I'm going to get on it.
Yesterday. Okay. Now, here's the thing. You can either... It was kind of like I was telling you the other day, and it's something that I've learned and that I'm continuing to learn as I learn about this app and all these kind of things. You don't have to have specifically an iPhone. You can have an iDevice. Like, you can have a tablet, you can have a pad.
Oh,
you can
okay.
Have, yeah, you so realistically speaking, you could go on Facebook Marketplace or eBay or something like that and get like a used iDevice that'll just allow you to load the app and to be somewhere, you know, be at home with your Wi-Fi and be able to be on it. The reason why
you don't need a certain model.
Right. You don't need a certain model. I mean, you know, don't get an iPhone 1, you know, that's.
Do they still sell it?
You know, don't get the little box, you know, the little box of iPod, you know, be like, come back, right, got it. What we're ready to do. Tell me what we're like, you know. Really? You got that?
Look, you say okay. iPhone. That's something that
right. You didn't specify.
Right.
So here's the thing, right? And you know what's gonna happen? This is why I'm mentioning this app to you, right? So I've had, you know, experience with technology and these, you know, these devices mm-hmm. and these platforms and all this kind of stuff since 07. 06, when I saw the way that the internet was going, I didn't even have an email address or anything. I was like, this year, I am making it a point to learn this thing right here because I see what's about to happen. I see where this is going, right? And I see how I'm going to be able to utilize this like in my, you know, my career. So I get online and I start using all these platforms and doing all these different things with technology. I'm the type of person where I'm not the type of person where anything and everything come out. I'm like, yeah, you got to do that just because it's new. I'm not that.
Right.
And I'm also a person who does not have time because my time is as strategic as I can kind of get it. So that way I can be as productive as possible. So I'm maxed out right now on, you know, I can't just throw something else in there just to be like, oh, I'm on this too. But with that, it's still
intentions.
Being intention, right? You better say it. So with that, and with being a person that is like, okay, I'm still open. I'm open-minded because if it really makes sense, but there's a certain kind of criteria it has to go through for it to make sense. So long story short, I'm always open to at least hear and listen, but I'm gonna be honest about whether it makes sense for me or not. So when I was told about this app, it was described to me what it was, I got it before it even went further. I was like, oh, I get this. And this is actually serving a particular niche that everything else doesn't serve. And it's also doing one thing that I'm going to sum all of this up to you as. It's literally, we literally have entered, or we have
I already heard. Know what you're about to say. I know where you're going with it. Go ahead.
Are you sure? You telling me you psychic too?
Actually, I don't know what I know. I'm gonna be quiet. Go ahead.
Okay. We have encountered the world's first 6 degree of separation remover, which in turn from there equals damn near everything we could possibly imagine as far as what we've been trying to get done as a humanity, as a society in any way. This app is like, it's like three-way calling on steroids. It's like three-way calling and teleconferencing on steroids. But imagine three-way calling where you could just by scrolling down like a timeline, like how you look at social media, you see different posts. Imagine each post is a three-way call. And that three-way call is about a topic that's about education and people there to share what they have learned, what they've experienced with other people in a very like caring way. to connect with other people that they've been looking for all their life, to be able to build with, you know, the same like-minded people, or to be able to just share and talk to someone who can relate and who can understand, because they too are like so much on that same tip. They're part of that same tribe. This thing is changing people's lives as we speak. And it's a place where you can just hang out, be yourself, and it removes the insecurities that anybody has about really anything when it comes to just being themselves and showing up, but letting their light shine. Mm-hmm. It's deep. And I know I'm just at the tip of the iceberg, but it really is that. So the reason why I say that, in my opinion, it would be a good goal, it'd be like really one of my first goals for you, even to help you, it would be this, because it's what we're doing right now. But it just happens to be in a room, as they call it, which is what they call conversations on there, with 30 other cinnamon brown tribes people, like people, which is like, I see my reflect. You are my mirror. It's that, because it's so nuanced. It really is that. So with that, all you would do is just, when you start browsing these conversations and looking for your interest, you're going to find conversations that you're like, oh my gosh, this, for me to be not only just able to connect with these other people that are like-minded, that are my tribe, but also Iyanla Von Zant was hanging out with us, just hanging out. We were just rapping with her, just chopping it up with her. Like no formal anything, just hanging out. She's just like, yeah, girl, Cinnamon, what's up? You know, or Oprah Winfrey, or anybody, like anybody you can think of on any level, this is where it's going. And this is one of those things where it's a concept that came out in April. They developed this concept in April.
Of 2020.
And right now where we are, it's hit that place where, like other successful things in our history, where the traction is here, where the value is happening. So anything that you desire to actually like grow with, whether it's information that you need or people that you need to support something or to hear your message or to whatever, this right here, you literally have it right in your hands, even more so than our current forms of social media, which actually help with that same thing. But this is just, it just happens to be something that is the thing. And not just the thing like a fly by night. Now, this will forever change our history because of what's accomplished on here.
Is there something against Android? I'm just saying.
I know, right? I know. So here's the funny part.
Y'all trying to switch people over. Okay. Yeah.
Not at all. So here's the funny thing, right? It's the app developers are like literally racing around the clock to keep up with the success that this is having, that they had no idea it was going to be. It's one of those things. They developed it for iOS and now they're like, whoa, because it's taking off. So now they're in the process. Every day they're like, okay, we're developing. And they're developing like all these little things. But like they hit on something that serves our humanity in a really deep and positive way. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's flying. So now they're racing to even keep up with the development of it. Cause this was one of those things.
Oh, well, you know, it's when, like I said, your gifts make room for
That's
you.
That's it.
It's the serendipity with, like you said, with intentions, seeing yourself, cause it's already happened. You're just catching up. You're ready.
That's it.
And they've done the same. So I'm looking forward. I mean, I'm seeing the light and everything come. So yes, my son got two. I'm going to take one of his.
I love it.
I mean, I paid for it. So
right. Exactly. Getting a mic on them on that. Like, I'm baby.
Right.
I'm getting twisted, man.
I paid both of them. No.
Yeah, grab a device at this point. Just no pressure. Literally, just check it out. Just explore. Just have fun. Just literally play with it. Also, when you get a chance, go to YouTube and literally just type in "What is Clubhouse?" and just watch a quick video to get like a nice overview of somebody giving it to you, and you know, adding some bells and whistles to even bring it more to life.
Well, you were talking about it, but I just clicked it up. I was already looking it up.
Love it. That's what I'm talking about. You did say I'm a good student.
I'm a student for life.
For life.
Oprah Winfrey talking about it.
Right, right.
Yeah, so, it's on Oprah's magazine.
Yeah. So definitely jump into that sandbox and just play. Just have fun. No pressure. Have fun. No pressure. Just have fun. Second thing is, it's time to get you doing exactly this with as many people as you can fit in your schedule on a weekly basis. And that's not pressure. That's just saying literally at your convenience, literally okay. At your convenience.
Look, because I'm waiting to hear the punchline, because I'm like, time.
The only punchline, I'm gonna punch you if you don't do it. No, I'm just kidding. There's no punchline. Literally, the punchline is just, it's time for you to be yourself and just have fun and literally let your hair out.
You want her to be out more than what she is.
Matter of fact, I said that all wrong. Let me reverse that. Ace Ventura style. It's time for you to let your hair out, figuratively.
There you go, because she already do what she do.
And literally in another way.
You're right. Because I knew, and this is just confirmation. And like I said, when you start walking in the path and catching up with the manifestation is nothing but constant affirmation, encouragement. Yes. You're in the right lane. Keep going. Matter of fact, pick up speed while you're going. Pick up speed. Okay. You ain't got questions. So yeah, you're just telling me I'm in my lane. Pick up the speed.
Because when you described yourself earlier, when we were talking about who Cinnamon Brown was, and you went down the list, one more came to mind. Cinnamon Brown is just pure fabulous.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. I receive it.
If she might say so herself. This is what I'm saying to you.
Yes. Well, you know what? Now, back in the day, I would have considered that as arrogance. But I'm not saying it to be arrogant. I'm saying in order for me to give the best of me to the world, I got to know what I have to give and make sure I keep replenishing it so I can keep giving it. And so for me to say yes, it's not, I have learned, it took me a minute, that it's not being arrogant, but it's accepting truth so I can fill myself up so I can keep pouring myself out. That's all it is. I'm going to keep pouring it out on people, but because you can't give what you don't have. I can't give what I don't have. I can't help if I can't help myself. You know, I really
can't. You better open up your mouth and let good words come out. You speaking.
I mean, but it's true. It's true. You know, when I talk, so true. You know, I do health and wellness, and I've been doing it for years, and it really has, especially since the pandemic, taken off on levels that I'm like, okay, I wasn't ready for this overflow like this, but it's here. So what do I look, when I say here, money pouring in from where is this coming? It's just dropping in. Why? Because it's time. It's time for me. It's time for other people that are doing it, that have to catch up with the manifestation as it's coming about. You know, it's already happened. You just have to catch up in the physical world and your mind, catch up with what's already manifesting, right? So you don't miss the opportunities, those windows, right? Because they've always been there. So for me, you know, I tell people the same thing. Just open and stop being so, don't let the ego take over. The ego was taken over. What if I'm not? What if I need to get more? It's not about me. It's about what me has to do for society while I'm here, living out my purpose and making it purposeful. And that's living every day.
And that has everything to do with you. Everything. Because that's who you are, and that's what you care about. And that's like the most important thing I can tell you, or one of the most important things I can tell you. And this is just, again, a person who can totally identify and relate and has just continued to be moving on a journey to be able to say this to you. You don't ever have to say, I'm not trying to be arrogant. You don't display arrogance. You never have to say, I'm not trying to, or people might not want to hear this, but this is what I have to say. Because your intentions, when you open your mouth and speak, they're always clear. And if a person doesn't understand it, that's okay. People misunderstand and misconstrue things. Or if a person actually disagrees with it, that's okay. This is not the only way. This is just coming from one cinnamon brown, that's it.
Right.
And there's only one cinnamon brown.
Right.
One day.
Although, you know, I have met a whole bunch of cinnamons, though. I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm in this group where it's meat cinnamons. I'm like, where's it coming from? I ain't never in my life met that many cinnamons before. It's like a whole little group.
Let me tell you
from
something.
From McCormick. You know, they put us together. Like, where is this coming from? Is that your legal name, too? It is yours too. Well, we all around the same age. What happened?
Look, let me tell you something. Oh my God. Oh my God. Your face just now when you said that, you had a face that looked like you were like, I'm in this group. And this one of the things I'm like, why the hell did this happen? This is some. And you know why this was so, I'm gonna tell you why this was so funny to me, because on a totally flip tip, one time I thought about it as a creative idea. Just doing like literally just a one-off group that's just called Hi, My Name is Aaron. And it's literally just going to be, and I'm still going to do it, right? But it's literally just going to be so that other people that's just, you know, and then that point of connection, which is the first and the only thing that is the most important to me, because it's me knowing myself, it's me knowing my intentions, it's me knowing the bottom line of what this is really about, right. Which is that it's about other people. And then it is about me, because that's my selfish desire, is to be selfless.
You see that you said
that. That's my next quote. That's my next quote. My selfless, my selfish desire is to be selfless.
Listen, when you say selfless desire, since I was
selfish,
young.
My selfish desire is to be selfless.
To be selfless. Okay. Thank you. But let me
because selfishness. Because selfishness is not a bad or good thing. It depends on what you're talking about, you're being selfish about. The best thing we could do is to be selfish in order to self-care. And then from there, it's what you said earlier. I can't give what I don't have.
Absolutely. Well, I say self-care isn't selfish. It's a necessity.
That's it. And I would say it's a selfish necessity.
You know what? Look, tomatoes, tomatoes. We get the idea, right?
I love it.
The idea, right?
I love it. I love it.
But so listen, this is what I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
Because I receive that you are speaking life, okay, and what you're saying. And I'm catching it. The one thing my heart's desire is to see people live with no fear. You want to talk about some bad, not bad in a figurative way, but
right.
Some stuff jumping off, like generational curses broken.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Abundance in every aspect of life.
Of like the word.
The way
yeah,
our
yeah,
whole
yeah.
planet would operate would be like, and I'm like, where is this fear coming from? Where is it coming from? Always internal, inbred.
100%. And let me tell you something. And let me give you this. And this might even be like our next conversation. In fact, this should be our next conversation.
Yeah, because I gotta get you on mine, because I was like, dang.
For sure.
Take part of this.
fear is a very natural thing.
It is.
Fear is the reason why you and I are able to sit here and talk today, because somebody had to be scared enough for their life, for evolution to take place, for us to be able to run fast enough to stay away from the enemy that would eat us up. And that enemy might just be the lion that we're around, because we don't have houses yet to build to separate ourselves from the animals. And so we got to live here right beside them. So for the time being, the absolute best thing that I can think about is when I hear a little twitch that it might be a bear in the woods, because right now that's what I'm dealing with. But 200 years in the future, though, when they hear that twitch, it won't be needed anymore because there's no more woods around. So then a Cinnamon Brown and an Aaron Hill and all those other people that are right along with them will help people to not have the fears that they don't need to have anymore, and be able to put fear in its perspective, which is that, yes, if the car is coming and the baby's out there, you should be fearful. That's what's going to allow you to go and grab them. But you should not be fearful when it comes to... God damn it. And that's why I can appreciate everything you're saying, and why I'm in a place now. The reason why you see me, as they say, lit, I don't even use that word, but to see me on fire like this, I'm in an all hands on deck place right now. And what I'm excited about is every last Cinnamon Brown, every last Aaron Hill, every person that has that light. And the only thing they need is someone else to help to reinforce things that they already know. Or in the words of the great Cinnamon Brown, you're catching up to the process of that has already happened. All you're doing is catching up. You're being in the moment. You're accepting what is. You're getting the permission from someone else who is just a couple steps ahead. Just like, yo, it's actually cool up here. Come on up here and see what it's about. That's where I am. Empowerment. Empowerment. Let me tell you, this is where I want to take you to. No, this is hashtag no edit gang. Hashtag no edit gang. I'm gonna send you this quote that I put up that was like, it's basically about the fact that even though we have the tools, now we have all the greatest tools to make the most perfect everything. And I feel that, and this is coming from an editor, like a person who is an audio engineer, who's like, who has a degree in editing. Mm-hmm. And I say that, and this is within perspective, because everything has its place. But saying this to prove another point, with all those editing tools, I feel that we shouldn't use them, because when we're doing that, we're editing our real selves out of the equation. The most...
You said that about the podcast when we was talking about my podcast, and you were right. I was driving myself crazy trying to reach some sense of perfection and not knowing what it looked like, but spending countless hours getting mad about the process and not liking the process anymore, that I wanted to hit that destination so I could say send, and I don't know if I'm gonna send it again, because I'm and I had to go and say, it is, I'm gonna look forward to the next one. So thank you for saying that, because that last podcast I edited, by the way, I just put it out. I hope you listen to it.
Are we coming up? That's going to be the very next thing that's in my ears.
Yes. I put it out yesterday, and that was the easiest one.
Love it. Absolutely.
It was like butter. It was smooth.
Hold on. It was the easiest one. One more time for the road. It was the easiest one. Let me explain something to you. That feeling... That internalizing of that experience of that, that's the only thing, that is literally the only thing you need to step incrementally forward. It's the only thing, is remembering that feeling, because it was the easiest one, because you were able to just relax, be yourself, and just say, this is what it is.
Right.
Everything you just said, every bit of it was my favorite. But my favorite on top of everything was one word you said, and everything you said, it was the word was. I love that.
Oh,
I love it.
Gonna be more.
I love it. And the fact that you said that that was my fear. That was the way I was stressing myself about it.
Past tense, that ain't happening no more.
It's so cool. When I tell you, this is what's been the most fun part of my journey. About 5 years ago, so I told you that going back to 2007, I had the download, like how this download happened early in this conversation. I had the download for my entire business, Fruition Music. I started the business, and then from 2008 to 2015, from giving and from being myself and from showing up and from letting it be what it is and from not editing, I was able to go and build and touch people globally, like really touch people's lives to this point globally where people are still just like, oh my gosh, like you have no idea what this is. Not. And these are people that just are running into it today as we speak. And the company's been around for 12 years now.
I take it back. You know, it just clicked in, right? You said 12 years. It, and I can't remember exactly where I was, but I have seen you guys before. It took this very moment to say, wait a minute, this isn't the first time.
Wow.
I don't know where you guys were. I don't even know. Have you ever played with Fertile Ground before? Did you guys like play?
So I know them like this.
Okay.
I know them like this. Now, Fertile Ground, I was at Jazzy Summer Nights in 2006 when Fertile Ground changed my life. But no, we've never performed with Fertile Ground. In fact, I don't even know how many people Fertile Ground actually like collaborated with as a group, you know.
I don't but think you were I will with say them. This. I was just wondering if it was like, I don't know why I'm
let me tell you this.
The two of let y'all
me,
together.
Yeah, though, well, let me tell you this. Fertile Ground is literally the fertile, like a part of the fertile ground of this group, so to speak. Like one of the, when I developed this group, the first thing I thought of was like, wow, this is really like, you know, with the way that the group was set up. And then as like, even now to date, the one of the players that's in the group is Craig Austin, and Craig plays bass in the group and sometimes he plays saxophone. And Craig is the founding part of the Fertile Ground. He was in Fertile Ground.
What?
Yeah, he was the saxophone player for Fertile Ground.
Okay.
But then when you combine that with the guy on the keyboard with the locks, you know, and he's arranging and he produces and he does these things, and then the songs are all conscious vibes. I used to market to people and say, hey, when they would say, well, what do you all do? Have you ever heard of Fertile Ground? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, so imagine that with like a mixture of like a Robert Glasper kind of vibe, like boom, mm-hmm. boom, boom. I'm like, but that will put you in the mindset of it. I used to use it as a reference, and they're our good friends. So I think that's the correlation. It's like, it's so similar vibe wise. And then we had the same, and then our unit was like, it was a movement more so than just like a band, which was the same thing Fertile Ground was. Fertile Ground was like a culture shifter, like a mm-hmm. impactor of culture, right. You know? So yeah, but okay. So this is what I want to tie this up with. Cause I want to continue to just like affirm, right? So this conversation is essentially a podcast. There's not one thing that I'm going to do as far as editing this conversation. Not one cough, not one sniff, not one vape, not one.
Cause you know I was holding it out. I was like, as soon as he click off, I'm talking about that vape for a minute.
We don't have to click off. I don't even need to go off the record. We could like literally.
I'm be like, brother, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it.
To continue to do what you do, I'm gonna need you to be whole. and working in supreme operating condition.
Here's, okay? And I feel you. I 100% feel you. Let me tell you my little side joke with that kind of thing. I asked a person, when the last time they ate processed sugar or processed anything? Like, yeah.
Don't go there, because I sure did have a cookie yesterday. I know good and well, I ain't needed. You're absolutely right. Saying, okay, so don't come for me. I'm trying to help you. Circular breathing will help you.
Let me tell you what that was the equivalent of. Let me tell you what that's like one of these. That's like pop. Would you hit a person with glasses? You're a monster. You're like, yo, you hit me first.
Love it. You're so animated.
Let me tell you. Thank you. And here's the thing. That's the only thing that ever matters to me day in and day out. I never, ever, ever think about the people who I'm not their cup of tea. I say it to people all the time. You might not be one person's cup of tea, but that means you're somebody else's full course meal.
Boom.
Guess who just stepped in the room? That's right. And what I learned over my time from my own experiences and the books that I've read and the mentors and all these things, that's the only thing that matters. I went from 0 to 6 figures with an idea that was just my own personality just shining itself, because that's the only thing I kept in focus. The only thing that mattered was the people who I filled their full course meal. That's how you're able to be cinnamon brown day in and day out and not give a what.
Yeah.
What that means, because the only thing that matters are the people like myself. One of the mm-hmm. first people that's like, I'm honored to be in the presence of Cinnamon Brown. I'm honored to listen to her gems and her and the way she drops things. I'm honored by just her presence and how she just shows up in all her beauty and glamour and fabulousness. She's just Cinnamon Brown. That's what it is.
You just Aaron Hill. We just people doing what we do.
Doing what we do. So this is the mindset to go into this next season with, and especially you being a spiritual woman, this is the mindset to take into solstice and to take into this season. Because I'm gonna tell you something, during this season, the more you continue to just do this in your own life and in the process, talk to people, show up, I'm gonna tell you, everything that you desire, like everything you desire, is hinged on this. It's just hinged on you being yourself and doing what you do and showing up in this way, because right now, all hands on deck, you are someone's therapy. Like literally just getting a chance to check outside of the 24/7 news cycle, just to hang and have a laugh and a word of inspiration and just a smile and just some goodness with Cinnamon Brown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you
never thought about it like that, but I tell you, I'm getting a lot of coaching sessions one-on-one now. I'm like, I want to hit the masses. Let's take
this
that,
is what it is.
Six figures. Let's go 7. Okay.
That's all I'm saying. The sky.
7 is nice.
The sky isn't even the limit. Let's go.
I'm with you. Let's do this.
Yeah.
It's been really insightful, very exciting, uplifting, very energetic. I didn't know what to expect, but I was willing. I said, let's go.
And the willingness shows me that you knew exactly what to expect, which is that it's the truth of what you believe and that you reinforce and mantra to yourself in various ways every day.
Yeah.
And that is, your best life is in front of you. Move forward. Do what you got to do. Allow for the, just trust the, the whole nine.
Absolutely.
And here you go. Another person to high five on the journey and say, we just made another moment of demonstration of that. Let's go.
Let's do it.
No edit, gang. It's been a pleasure. It's been so much of a pleasure. Check out the Clubhouse thing.
I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, ponder on everything else we talked about today, and then in our next convo, which is gonna be before your podcast, because I want to just catch up and just keep helping you every step of the way. We just keep stepping it through.
Let's do it, Aaron Hill. Let's do it.
I'll catch up with you soon, Cinnamon.
Take care. Be blessed.
Bye for now. You as well.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right.